This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The video is on YouTube now. It's called SHOT Show 2019 Boyd's Gun Stocks. It has the thumb hole at one stock. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me be very transparently, crystallizingly clear. My pronouns are he, his, and stop being creepy, weirdos. Now, maybe that last one isn't a pronoun, but then again, I'm a man, and if I want an insulting string of words directed at the nattering naboobs of the gender neutrality to be a pronoun, it's a pronoun. And if you guys don't like it, step up. We need more masculinity. And the more toxic the social justice warrior thinks it is, the more gooder it is for me. And now shaving companies are allying with the social justice warriors in what is an axis of irritants. I shaved my head and most of my face. So, when you shave your head, you go through a lot of razor blades. And the dirty little secret about razor blades is razor blades are like the printer's ink of the shaving industry. Okay? You can buy the razor for $9 and the blades are $30. Not each, but, you know, a very high markup. And Gillette has gotten a lot of my money. And since they decided to channel the campus gender studies dorks to try to sell me a razor, I decided to throw everything that I own of theirs away. I have used it. I got my money out of it. And now I'm all about Harry's razors. They all think that we should soften up and get in touch with our feelings and then submit. I'm in touch with my feelings, but I say tighten up, let your righteous fury flow through you, and then tell them to kiss your Schumer. Much as I advocate for global warming, I am also a strong proponent of toxic masculinity. It's also known as masculinity. And that's risk-taking and ferociousness and independence. These are the qualities that the social justice warriors want to wring out of us. Why? Because those are the qualities they cannot overcome. They want us weak. They want us passive. They want us obedient. And that's how they get the power. Some bloated triggly puff screaming about the male gaze can't force us to do anything. A lot of them have weight on us, but if we laugh at them, some simply say no to their demands, they're stuck. Are they going to get a rifle and make us? No. They have to talk us into surrendering. Or pester us, better yet, pester us into surrendering. Which means talking us out of the uppity, aggressive, no-dams-given masculinity that is the last obstacle to their fussy, naggy domination. Don't be fooled by the toxic qualifier. All masculinity is toxic to these human weevils. What they call toxic is actually the essence of freedom. It's toxic, all right, but to their goals, not ours. Masculinity means freedom from them and the puffy non-binary utopia they dreamed up, because that's the only world in which such losers could be anything more than a really sorry punchline. This is a war on testosterone. And culturally, we are surrounded. And that's awesome. As toxic male icon and Army hero General Anthony McAuliffe of the 101st Airborne put it at Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge, men, we are surrounded by the enemy. We have the greatest opportunity ever presented an army. We can attack in any direction. And Marine legend and toxic male Chesty Puller said something similar. We're surrounded. This simplifies our problem of getting to these people and killing them. By the way, General Anthony McAuliffe, when the Germans demanded his surrender, he simply replied, nuts to that. So, if what I just told you is incomprehensible to you, your masculinity is in a dire state and you need some retoxification stat. You need to grab some non-craft beer, some barbecued ribs, and go watch Where Eagles Dare on Netflix. After that emergency treatment, find a man with whom you can go shoot some guns and speak of brave deeds done in the face of America's enemies. This will help you begin to recover. Am I saying that men and women are different? Yeah. But so do the social justice warriors. They just want to eliminate those differences because those differences are an obstacle to their power. If you are a man, embrace who you are. If you are a woman, embrace who you are. We are complementary to each other. The weaknesses that we have are compensated by the strengths of the other. Being a man does not mean being a sad, hairy, lumpy version of a woman. And nor does being a woman mean being a smaller, baby-having man. Being your gender is part of who you are. And by erasing that, they seek to change you from who you are into what they want you to be, which is a neutered, non-thinking drone. Wait till toxic femininity comes up on their target list. The answer to the attack on toxic masculinity is to recommit to what they label toxicity, because what they call toxic masculinity is not about criminality or being a jerk. It's about the basic premise of being a man. The role of builder and destroyer and engineer and warrior. They want to take what makes you special from you, so all you have are the scraps that they decide you get to keep. And then they will own you. Do you want to be owned? Cue the social justice warriors, liars, to hop in and say that praising masculinity means celebrating rape and abuse and mindless criminality and mayhem. But everything that the leftists say is a lie, and so is this. And the answer to rape and abuse and mindless criminality and mayhem is, of course, more masculinity, the confrontation of evil, the destruction of evil by a righteous force. And righteous force is a masculine notion. So, when some thug who doesn't get the memo about hugging is breaking down the door to get to you, do you want some neckbeard sissy with a disposable Gillette standing by your side, or do you want a toxic male with a 12-gauge Mossberg loaded with buckshot racking in a shell while he looks at his 5 rings tattoo on his forearm? You know, the vast majority of the world does not have the time or inclination for this kind of frivolous campus junk. The real world is hard and it's ugly and not the soft, safe, and secure urban zone cleared and protected by the toxic males and females. There are gloriously toxically masculine women too in uniform that these social justice warriors despise. We created the safe space here in the West where fundamentally silly people can freely express these ridiculous notions. But there are real monsters out there, not the mere childish boogeyman like the man spreaders. And the only thing that keeps them at bay are those of us who are infused with absolute, total, and complete toxic masculinity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. There's a video out now of me and Dustin Knudsen talking about this stock. A lot of you had communicated to me, which, you know, I communicated it to them. A lot of you had communicated to them that you were looking for something that was adjustable with that thumb hole functionality as far as that type of a stock is really good for precision shooting. And Boyd listened. Check out the video at YouTube. It is the the title of the video is SHOT Show 2019, Boyd's Gun Stocks. Was a little heavy-handed about the toxic masculinity? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you this because right now what we need to do is we need to be calm. We need to be chilling out. There's right now you can hear the teeth grinding on the hardcore conservative side over Trump's delaying, actually. Delaying action, which is really a hoodna in the battle of the wall, is way over the top and typically overly dramatic. Trump's caved in. We're all doomed. Ann Coulter, you Ann Coulter, and I mean, I know you are you're a bigger host than me, and you're probably maybe even a little bit more of a critical thinker than I may be, but you have caved completely, woman. What exactly do you expect a chief executive to do in this government, if we're going to be constitutionally minded? You don't know how to play the game. Anyway, we also heard that Pelosi annihilated him with her master stratagems, and it's all over for her conservative. Lighten up, Francis. Some of you people that are upset about this probably are my pals, but you need this bucket of cold water. What happened Friday? Doesn't matter. Not at all. Now, that's not quite accurate. It could matter if you decide to keep doing exactly what Nancy Pelosi wants you to do, which is freaking out, and that's why she employed her brilliant stratagem of just saying no. Since you're upset, let me point out that this is sarcasm. It wasn't brilliant. It was obvious. She was counting on you to set up as a do-or-die test for Trump over something where she and Chuck Schumer held a veto. And this is all this way thanks to Paul Ryan and the Frito-Cons, and the House belongs to the Democrats, and the Senate can't pass anything without 60 votes, and we have 52 plus Mitt. So Trump can't build a wall with that. They're okay. And the emergency power thing is no panacea. It will last just about 30 seconds before some Obama judge enjoins it. You are willing to let your support for Trump be entirely contingent on the Democrats' approval. What are you thinking? Hopefully you're not. And I do get that. You're emotional. No one has been used and abused worse than conservative voters. We've been lied to by decades of pseudo-conservatives who promised to do what we wanted, but never did it even when they could. They could always manage to do the stuff the donors wanted, but how about a new tax cut? Not the stuff we really wanted? Nah. So I get that you might have a trust issue. You should. You've been burned so often you're crispy, but now we crispy cons have a guy in the White House who actually wants to do the stuff, but can't, as opposed to the establishment jerks who didn't want to, but could have. So spazzing out right now makes zero sense. Get a hold of yourself. Let the Ahoy crowd read from the Democratic narrative memo. You shouldn't. You should just chill out. We lost this round. So what? We've lost before. We're going to lose again. This is for the long haul. As I said in, Starship Troopers, we're in it for the species, boys and girls. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's no magic wand where one term of vitamin D cures a century of progressive pathology. Trump's instincts have been right all along. We doubted he could win. He did. We doubted he would actually remake the courts. He has. We doubted he'd fight for the wall. He did. And he paid a price. Who else would have withstood the heat this long? Who else would have even had the stomach for the fight in the first place? Do you think Mitt would have? Do you think Jeb would have? Maybe Chet the Unicorn? Name the Republican you want to replace him with. Who's the guy who's going to stand up to the cultural fascists like Trump? Who's going to fight for you harder? Name him. Name him. I couldn't hear you if you were yelling at the radio right now, but most of you probably aren't saying anything. And if you are, you should, I don't know, communicate it to me somehow. But the answer to that is nobody. I'm not even ready to concede right now that we lost the battle. Let's see what happens in 3 weeks. But what was the better plan for the shutdown skirmish? Keep it going. Friday morning was bringing reports of airport shutdowns. That might have made it to the real normals. It certainly would have made it to me because I was in three separate airports Friday. See, political types were watching and caring while they weren't. But it looked like they were about to start. Maybe Trump's instincts, which you have to admit have been remarkable, just as pantsuit after you pump a few cups of coffee into her lie hole to sober up, told him it was time to cut his losses. Remember Alinsky rule number 7. A tactic that drags too long becomes a drag. Did any of you see any indication that all that shutdown tactic was about to deliver us a victory? That it was not becoming a drag? No. It was time at that point to cut our losses. Pull back here, counterattack there. Read Sun Tzu. For the last 2 years, we have been racking up conservative triumphs you've never experienced unless you were one of us who was of age during the Reagan years. Two names, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh. What other GOP president would have held course and made that happen? Trump's remaking the courts and rebuilding our military. He gutted Obamacare and the Obama-era regulations. He pulled us out of useless wars, useless agreements with Iran, and useless climate change scams. He did all of that before the shutdown. We're winning politically and culturally. And they're fighting back. And yes, they're going to attack us from time to time. So if this was baseball, Trump would be batting 900. You think he would win the batting title with that batting average? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says North Korea, they're not giving up those nuclear weapons.
We currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities. While we assess that sanctions on exports have been effective and largely maintained, North Korea seeks to mitigate the effects of the U.S.-led pressure campaign through diplomatic engagement, counter-pressure against the sanctions regime, and direct sanctions evasion.
Schools are closing and hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled in the Midwest as they brace for record cold temperatures. The temperatures by themselves, air temperatures that is, could be 20 below zero, with wind chills reaching 60 below zero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The new stock is out, the Thumb Hole at One. No, excuse me. It's either, is it the Thumb Hole at One? I don't know. The Thumb Hole at One stock is out. This is the answer to every question out there. And one thing about the Boyd's Gun Stocks, if they make it for one, they make it for everybody. So, if there's a stock out there you like, it probably fits your gun. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm trying to, you may not believe this, but I'm actually trying to. I'm trying to pep talk you. You may not especially like my delivery, but that's okay. This is what makes me unique amongst the people that do this kind of thing for a living. For example, the position of our enemies currently is that you need to die because of your smile. We know this because they told us openly, proudly, in the garbage public forum that is Twitter and elsewhere. And then they backtracked a little when the extent of their killing fantasies got exposed, scampering like their insect analogy, the roach, when someone flips on the kitchen light. But that kid in D.C. with the Frigidaire-born Reaper Ranger banging that drum in his baffled mug, they wanted that kid to die for having a wrong smile. Cue the excuse chorus. That's wrong! That's nonsense. We just wanted to pummel that kid and then destroy him, his family, and all of his classmates. Don't look behind the curtain at the wood chipper comments and the bomb threats. You cis-normative monsters, you! think for a minute what they would do with real power. Except that that kid was you and me. If they'll ice a kid for not having the right grin, they'll waste you or me in a heartbeat. Murder is, after all, how leftists roll. Ask him about this in the USSR, Red China, Cambodia, North Korea, Cuba. That cadaver-strewn litany teaches what's lurking at the bottom of the slope, that we are actually sliding down. The Dems are spooning right now with socialism, and the goal of socialism is written in blood on the pages of history. The unapproved must be liquidated, and they're making no secret that you are unapproved. Understand that and accept that. I know that's hard. It goes against everything you've been taught to believe, to acknowledge that a significant and influential group of other Americans, not that they identify that way, want you dead or enslaved, but they do. The Frito Cons will scoff, but the conservative queasling collaborators' actions speak louder than their weasel words. They're currying favor with the enemy. They're betting on the fact that their abject groveling and supine submission will mean that they get chopped last. But if you don't take the time to get your head in the game, you may find your head in a guillotine. Definitely figuratively, maybe literally. You want to reject this reality, to dismiss it, to wave it off like crazy talk. But listen to what they say. Watch what they're doing. Have the strength to accept the harsh truth that is punching you in the face. They hate you for not submitting. They hate you for being an obstacle to their rule. The problem is that you are nice, and you project that niceness. Projection is human nature, so while the leftist spittle-spewing sociopaths project their own shriveled morality when they shriek about how we're all racist fascist or fascist racism when rashist fascism is actually their jam, we tend to project our decency when we assume that our opponents are just confused friends who are in the throes of a grievous misunderstanding about us that we can remedy with facts and evidence. And that, unfortunately, is 100% wrong. Facts and evidence don't matter because the trial is already over and you've already been condemned because of who you are. You can't ever clear yourself because they don't hate you for what you did or will do, but for who you are, they hate you for who you are. And this is where all this babble about white privilege comes from. If you're white and conservative, you're wrong. And if you're not white and conservative, you're even wronger. It's not about race or gender orientation, but about power. They want to take yours, to strip you of your sovereignty, make you kneel. All this social justice posturing is all a lie and a scam. They don't care about ending racism or sexism or homophobia or any of the other myriad of isms that are out there and phobias that they blather about. These are just poses. And they're just weapons to be used to capture what they really want. They want to capture you. And total power over you. They seek to shame you into submission. If that don't work, they'll do whatever it takes. Do you think the Democrats of yesterday spent a lot of time weighing the evidence before lynching black men? Those Democrats murdered black men for two reasons. Because they wanted to send a message to other black men about the price of resistance, and because they enjoyed doing it. When the Democrats of today were on Twitter mobbing these children from Kentucky for daring not to submit, couldn't you sense that hideous joy they felt screeching for the heads of those kids? They toil about this earth with an empty soul. It has no morality, they have no religion, and since nature abhors a vacuum, they fill that vacancy with pagan bloodlust. Orwell wrote about the daily two-minute hate and how's this any different? These unlovable losers have nothing else in their lives. They have no connection with anything, so they don't find meaning by joining together with the other misfit psychopaths, so they can lose themselves in the frenzy of hatred, where they get to play the role of righteous avenger. Think of what they would do with real power, and then understand that they might just get it. The Democrat Party is not just listening to them, it's being transformed by them. Name the prominent Democrat politician who stood up and said, "This Covington kid crucifixion is wrong." And then watch the tumbleweeds roll by. Not one senior Democrat said that this was wrong. In fact, the big names joined in. Big Chief Lizzie tweeted about how these designated monsters from Kentucky and their MAGA hats and the audacity to march in support of their political beliefs had disrespected a Vietnam War veteran. But this guy's more on the lines of Blumenthal than Audie Murphy. This guy. Do you think that a leftist Supreme Court majority won't construe the First Amendment to exclude protection for hate speech? By which I mean any thoughts you might wish to express that they object to. Do you think they won't turn the federal bureaucracy, including law enforcement, against their political enemies 1,000 times harder than before, having been rewarded for the last decade of doing that anyway? Do you think they won't start tossing dissenters into prison? They're doing it today in England. You can go to jail for a tweet there. Do you think the left thinks that's a bad thing? Or a creative European innovation that needs to be imported? Second Amendment? Are they kidding? Are you kidding? The idea that our citizenry maintains the ultimate veto over tyranny drives them crazy. Do you think they won't use violence to make you conform? Presidential candidate Eric Swalwell is willing to nuke you for not giving up your guns. So, believe me when I tell you this. The time to stop them is now, while we can still do it peacefully before they quit tweeting about killing and start doing it beyond the occasional Bernie bro at the ball field. We need to purge the weak hearts and the freedom cons from positions of authority and be all in for victory in 2020. We need to keep pushing the campaign to remake the courts, and you need to understand that the Second Amendment is more important today than it has ever been. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Go check out the new Thumbhole at One Stock. This is a fusion between the aesthetic, beauty, and functionality of the Thumbhole stock, coupled with the extreme modularity and adjustability and ability to dial this into what you need it to be of the At One stock. And the resulting product there is just crazy. I know that some of you who are scout rifle people will be out there, Bill, that's not exactly the purest way to go, is it? But I think this is a very effective stock. The gun sight scouts rifle may be getting ready to make a change here. So check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. By the way, I want to point out something else on YouTube. I just put up another video called SHOT Show 2019, Taron Butler and the Guns of John Wick 3. And when I was filming this, I've been trying to get Taron Butler to come on the show for a year. But Taron is not really, I think, a radio guest. I don't think he thinks he's a radio guest. More than willing to shoot video with me, but not really a radio guest. So I got him at SHOT Show. And while I was there, I got to meet a guy named Gary Tours, who is actually the prop master and the gun wrangler for the John Wick series, the Fast and Furious series. And it was really sort of an eye-opening thing, because what I thought of the way they outfit these movies with guns and the way they train these people to handle these guns was exactly the opposite of what they actually do. And the video's up, and it's a very interesting video if this has ever been one of these things. Because according to Taron Butler, the thing now is to go for complete and total authenticity, because gun handlers, real true gun operators, gun fighters, are getting vocal, saying, well, this is not the way you held that gun. That's not the way you employ that weapon. And actors are very sensitive to losing that credibility. Name of the video is SHOT Show 2019, Taron Butler and the Guns of John Wick 3. In that video, I get to look at real close the Guns of John Wick 2 and 3, because that Taron Butler got involved with John Wick in John Wick 2. And there will be a follow-up to this at the NRA meetup in April. Because Halle Berry is in this movie coming up, John Wick 3, which comes out in May. And we did not talk about her guns. And he's embargoing that. And I sort of know how he set her up, but we're not talking about that now. But if you want to go check that out, please do. I support law enforcement implicitly. I can no longer in good conscience be sitting here and giving the benefit of the doubt to the FBI any longer. I just can't. I just can't do it. When you sit there and you're saying, well, you know, the rank and file, they're good people and everything else. You know, the problem with the swamp is that the people that Trump has to choose from in the swamp to replace, you know, to try to drain the swamp are the same species as he's trying to kick out. So here we have acting Attorney General, who the Democrats were like, he's not legitimate, Whitaker. And you have Christopher Wray, who was selected by Donald Trump, running the FBI today. And the other day, 29 agents in the early morning hours, complete with all of their battle rattle, were dispatched to arrest 66-year-old Roger Stone, who's a longtime Trump supporter. Roger Stone, as far as I know, is not a combatant. He's not a former combatant. He's never been trained to be a combatant. These guys, in early morning, in the early morning dew, got dressed up in everything they have, every little ninja outfit they could put on, like they were mounting an attack on an enemy's position during a full-blown war. Stone's ultra-hyper-violent crime is that he stands accused of lying to the FBI. This is a purely white-collar crime. He poses no threat of resistance. He's 66 years old. At his age, and is given his respectful, peaceful, good citizen background, there was no reason to expect trouble arresting him. And yet 29 agents showed up, armed to the teeth, as if Stone were Escobar, Carlos Escobar, ready to fight to the death. Or maybe even better than that, Tony Montana. Who remembers during the era of Bill Clinton the saga of Elian Gonzalez? Do you remember that little boy who he floated over here with his mom from Cuba, two relatives here on this side of the, you know, away from Cuba, his relatives here. His mom died on the way. He had family here, but his father was still in Cuba and his father wanted his son back. So, the court battles began, and then one day after all the court battles had gone on over and over again, and, you know, typically you and I would have to wait for the court process to go through, Janet Reno authorized the Border Patrol to go in with that same amount of battle rattle into the home of the family of Elian Gonzalez, where one of the Border Patrol agents there, with his hand on, he was guns up with his finger on the trigger with his MP5, pointing it at the relative that was holding Elian Gonzalez, which means he was aiming at that 5-year-old little boy. And and they did a snatch and grab. They grabbed him, they took off, they left. And then they repatriated him to Cuba, to his father. This was a reenactment of the snatch of Elian Gonzalez. However, it was overkill on steroids, complete with tip-offs to CNN so that they were there with cameras. And this shows that nothing has changed at the FBI of Christopher Wray from the days of James Comey. The FBI was an out-of-control rogue then, and they are an out-of-control rogue now. And the problem here is that Trump only has establishment rogues to select from as paladins to rid us of the deep state and all of this all-encompassing corruption. So whoever he chooses will be as bad or close to it as his predecessor. These people will not do an honest job, but will always put politics, friends, and personal advantage ahead of country. They're not patriots. They're just gangsters. Their gang is the political Ramin caste. We're not Marxian with class distinction so much as subcontinental Indian with socio-political castes. Life is sweet on the inside, but don't try crashing the party. You don't belong, and insiders know it. So for all of his wealth and fame and power, Donald Trump doesn't belong either. He has the top job, but all the intermediate jobs below him, where he's decided how this will be done or that will not be done, those belong to the establishment. And Christopher Wray has such a job at the FBI. That the Stone arrest would happen as it did this far along in the Trump administration shows that we're unlikely ever to be rid of these cockroaches. They do as they please, and even the president can't rein them in. I'm sure Ann Coulter would blame Trump for not reining them in. Here's the problem with this. Nobody is willing to look at this and say, there's only one way for this to stop. And there is only one way for this to stop. And my question is now, when do we get to that critical mass to where that all gets put in motion? Simple. As exuberant and as hopeful as I am for this country, I look at what just happened with Roger Stone, and that is a sort of a chilling specter for me. So, there's our problem. We got to wait for center mass, or it's going to present itself. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.